Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Celebrations are taking place in cities around the country to mark the Harvest Festival, but Zhang Hong sticks close to home to find out what's happening in Shanghai suburban districts of Fengxian and Chongming.
In Zhuanghang town Fengxian, people were invited to taste freshly harvested rice.
It's sweet and sticky, and it smells good.
Fengxian has more than 11,300 hectares of rice fields, accounting for more than 10% of the city's total. Also, a new variety of pumpkin named Royal No. 1 was available for sampling. It's shaped like a papaya.
It's soft and appetizing. It is already sweet when picked, so it caters to many customers' needs.
There were two harvesters working in rice fields in Xinhe Town, Chongming Island. The rice can be sold 3 days after being dried and milled. It's a local variety with strong resistance to pests and diseases.
Organic rice is softer. We don't use chemical pesticides or chemical fertilizers.
Drones and automated machinery is being used to irrigate and fertilize crops in Songjiang District. The Harvest Festival takes place on the autumn equinox every year. The country's summer grain output this year was about 147 billion kilograms, a 1% increase from last year as farmers overcame the impact of autumn 2021 floods in the north and severe heat and lack of rain in some southern regions this summer.
Shanghai Book Fair organizers today launched a series of events that will run until October the 10th. They take place in shopping malls and flagship bookstores across the city in an effort to reach more people. Sun Ziqi has more.
At 10 a.m. at a Bailian shopping center near Metro Line 1's Lianhua Road Station, a former editor and member of the Shanghai Writers Association was live-streaming book recommendations.
If you think of Li Bai and Du Fu's works as the epitome of Tang Dynasty poems, then you'll find a completely different perspective on life from Su Shi and Xin Qiji of the Song Dynasty.
Between 10 and 11:30 a.m. every day during the event, an author or influencer will be at this venue during a live stream. People can browse the titles they're promoting.
Kids nowadays are on their phones too much. Reading is a habit that can help them their entire life.
Hosting a book fair in a mall helps both sides. Shopping malls and book fairs attract different types of customers.
On the first day of the fair, many are purchasing books online during live stream sales. Similar events are being held at Duoyun Bookstore in Shanghai Tower. Find more than 300 titles at the flagship boutique or buy them at a discount through live streams.
Now, Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi yesterday called on leaders to stick to dialogue and work together to de-escalate tension between Russia and Ukraine during a UN Security Council meeting on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Stephen Rancourt has more.
Wang said President Xi Jinping has pointed out that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries must be respected. The purposes and principles of the UN Charter must be fully observed. The legitimate security concerns of all countries must be taken seriously, and all efforts that are conducive to the peaceful settlement of the crisis must be supported.
We must stick to dialogue and negotiations. A top priority is for the parties to resume dialogue without preconditions. Commit to dialogue without any presumptions as to their outcome, include reasonable concerns into negotiations, and put feasible options on the table so that the talks can produce results and to bring about peace.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken yesterday accused Russia of adding fuel to the fire by calling up reservists and planning referendums in Russian-held Ukrainian territory. He said Russia should face further censure and isolation for its invasion.
We cannot, we will not, allow President Putin to get away with it.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the UN Security Council that the conflict in Ukraine is effectively Russia versus the collective West.
What is particularly cynical is the position of states that are pumping Ukraine full of weapons and training their soldiers. The goal is obvious. Their actions are a statement of their policy, which is to drag out the fighting as long as possible, in spite of the victims and destruction, in order to wear down and weaken Russia. The policy means direct involvement of the West in the conflict and makes them a party to the conflict.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday welcomed Wednesday's news that more than 250 prisoners were exchanged between Ukraine and Russia. and expressed the hope that the two sides will build on this with further exchanges, eventually leading to an all-for-all formula.